afternoon.
How are you?
Good. My name is Ron Brooks, obviously. First of all, I wanted to thank this Eagles organization, first and foremost, Mr. Smolinski, Mr. Lurie, Coach Peterson, obviously, Coach Schwartz, you know, all of them guys give me this opportunity, this organization give me this opportunity to be here. The Buffalo Bills for, you know, even giving me the opportunity coming out of college, not having a lot of stats and a lot of film, but giving me the opportunity as well. And I just want to thank the Eagles organization for doing the same. They didn't have a lot of film on me and didn't see a lot of things, but obviously they saw something in me that fit with this game that Schwartz is putting together and with this team that they're putting together. So I just wanted to give everybody thanks and open it up for questions now.
What role do
I expect? Corner. I'm trying to come out to be the starting corner. I'm coming out to compete to start. I'm not here to sit and take a backseat to anybody. Just as I would expect the same mentality from even Rodney and anybody else that comes and plays for this team. Nobody's looking to be a backup. Everybody's going out to play.
How big a factor was it? You had played with Schwartz before.
I was excited when I heard that Coach Schwartz wanted me to come here and play in his defense, because in Buffalo, when he was there, I think we were right the number 3 or 4 defense at that time, and didn't really get a chance to see how far we could go with him, ending up in Detroit last year and getting out of Buffalo. But I'm definitely excited about this opportunity that I have to play under Coach Schwartz and that defensive scheme that he has, because it's obvious, it's been proven and it's been shown that it works. And the mentality and the scheme that he brings to this organization is definitely going to be something to see.
Did you have any conversations with Liotis during the process?
To be honest with you, I saw that he was signing with Philly, and I called him, and he was saying he was signing his contract. So he was going to call me back, and I never ended up talking to him that same day. And the next day, I got a phone call. I might be heading to Philly myself, so talked to him today. We've been talking all day and stuff like that. So we're excited, man.
Any other offers that you chose this over?
Sir?
You have other offers from other teams and you chose this?
Did I have other offers? Yeah, I had a few other offers, but this was the most vocal, most serious, most intimate team that I had that was obvious from the beginning. So that was a big decision in me coming here.
How much do you think it helps with you and the other two guys from Buffalo coming in and kind of already knowing Jim Schwartz's system? And do you think that kind of gives you guys like a step up a little bit?
I will say it kind of puts us ahead of a learning curve, because if you just get into the defenses, it's going to hit you pretty hard at first. But I think once everybody gets acclimated and settled down with this scheme and defense and type of style that Schwartz runs, I think everybody will be all right.
How would you describe this scheme, and what makes playing corner in it unique?
How would I describe this scheme?
I don't know what
he has exactly planned here, but I know that Schwartz is an in-your-face. He's going to come after you after the offense, and guys going to play defense. That's what we do. And if you don't believe it, go back and look at Buffalo's tape. When he was the D coordinator there, he pinned his ears back and let his guys go play.
And how about playing cornerback in it? What makes it unique?
Playing corner in his system? I think for me, I'm that type of corner that Schwartz is looking for, as far as being the press. I can come up and press you or whatever. It's that type of defense. He's looking for physical players on the defensive side that can come in and get in your face and lock up on the outsides.
Special teams in Buffalo?
Whatever they asked for me to do. I played all the special teams. I can do anything that I'm asked to do. God has given me that ability to be athletic and do what needs to be done.
Any gunner at all? Or?
I'm looking forward
to being a gunner, punt returner, kickoff. I'll kick the field goals, whatever needs to be done, you know, to make sure that my team is in the best position to win. Whatever I can do to help.
My longest field goal,
38 yards. So I don't know if they want me to kick for distance, but definitely give it a try.
Have you heard about Coach Phipps here, the special teams coach, and his reputation for aggression on special teams and the like?
I got a chance to talk with him and this morning or when I got in here, and we had good conversation, and we just talked about possibilities and things going on around here. So it sounds good to me.
Jim says that he takes pride and he believes that a lot of players have their best years or year with him as their coach. Do you feel that was the way in Buffalo with you and to your teammates, do you think?
Yeah, if you look at the stats, for any of us, I feel like in that type of defense, we had our best production with that scheme that he had. And so I'm excited to get back to it and be reunited with Schwartz and be a part of this Eagles organization and bring that mentality of defense to Philly.
In the opening statement, you mentioned that there wasn't a lot of tape when you come down to college. There's not a lot of tape on you now. What's held you back from getting that type of opportunity?
You know, God put you in positions. Just the same way Rodney said, he was undrafted coming out, you know, and everything happens for a reason. So there's no point in sitting there dwelling on things that do and don't happen or crying about it. You either going to find a way to get around it or you're going to crumble. So I feel like being a man and being a football player, you can't always expect things to go your way and happen your way. So you're going to find a way to fight and get what you want. So that's just the lesson I took from it. Everything's not going to be handed to you. So what are you going to do?
Quite a few defensive coordinators in Buffalo since you've been there. What is it about, like, Jim Schwartz's system? Is that the one you like the best? I mean, is that the one that fits you the best, you think?
Coach Schwartz's defense was a lot like I played in LSU with John Chavis. Like I say, just pin your ears back, aggressive, very meticulous when it comes to working out schemes and plans, game plans and things like that. So that's one thing that made our defense so good was how meticulous we were in our preparation and just the things that we did to get ready for games and our opponents.
Jim doesn't blitz as much as a lot of coaches.
Jim doesn't blitz as much as a lot of defensive coaches. That beneficial for a corner that doesn't get hung out to dry as much as maybe a team that does blitz a lot?
I feel like if you have guys that you're confident in on the outside and that you know can hold up, then it shouldn't be any reason or any fear to pin your ears back in and go blitz the offense. But like I say, whatever Coach Schwartz and this defensive scheme that has in store for us, that's what we're going to do and do our best to go out and execute.
Thank you.